Northwest winds.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HGX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we have no echo link, so we're going to go ahead and get our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. Next is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, from Greensboro. Next is Mr. Joel, N4JRB, from Warner Robins. Next on the list is KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt from Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, KE6KEN, from Pleasant Hill, California. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD from Simpsonville. Next on the list is Pat, K4OSH from Malden. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH from Ponta Gorda, Florida. And then we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY from Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, that's going to make the home in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leon, KD4IOX, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, from Hendersonville. And last on the list tonight is K4OIM. That is Mr. Walt up in Inman, and that concludes our pre-net check-ins. With that, let this drop for just a second. All right, tonight being Saturday night, we will begin with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this fine group in. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, to make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, and he makes his home in Greer. And thank you for stopping by, Dave, and appreciate all you do to keep this net going. Next, we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. And Dave, good to hear you also tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, listen, we got everybody for that pass to hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Maybe they're taking a break. They'll be around here in a minute. But we've got an EchoLink station up, so we'll pause here and we'll see if our EchoLink stations can check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KQ4HV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome KQ4QHV. That's Nick over in Pendleton. And Nick, thank you for stopping by, and that's the first time you've checked in with me, so thank you, sir. I do appreciate it, and I don't know if you knew or not, but we have it every night at 9 o'clock, this net sale, and there's a different net controller, and we'd love to have you come check in and be part of the group with us. Right. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Hey there, Patrick. I'll give you one for the Echo through Hotel group, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. Helps if you're on the right side of the radio. But again, it's Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike. Location is at Simpsonville. At home tonight. No traffic, no comments, Patrick. Appreciate you calling the net for us tonight, sir. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
All right. I was beginning to wonder, Mike, if I was going to have that group to myself tonight. Kind of unusual for Harry not to be there. But good to hear you also, and good to hear you back on the air. I know you've been gone for a little while. Mr. Mike down in Simpsonville. And, Mike, good, thank you again for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. And with that, we will try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. It's called KO4HKX.
Net control. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. Jim, Simpsonville, negative and negative.
480KX.
A little bit slower, please. Simpsonville, can you give me your call sign one more time, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. Over.
4 Juliet Foxtrot. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, Jim. Thank you, sir. Let me get you put in the system here. It's the first time you've checked in with me, so I'll be right back just a minute. All right. Well, we'd like to welcome K4JF out of Simpsonville, I think it was. James, thank you for stopping by, sir. And I hope I got that right. If not, let me know, please, sir. All right. Sorry for the delay there. First time check-ins, it takes just a second to get them put in for me. But we are glad to have them. But we do have an EchoLink station up, so we're going to pause here and catch our EchoLink station. EchoLink station only. EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KO4HKX. Hello again, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Patrick, no traffic and no rag cue.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down in Greenwood. And Stephen, I hope you and the missus have a great week this week, and good to hear you. And thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, and 73s for each one of you.
4HKX. Oh, gee, I'm glad you're there. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
I would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home in Greer. And Larry, I've got you down for a comment, and I'll be back around shortly. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that pass, and we will move on up to Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, this is N4JRB, and I'm requesting a name change. I was on a pre-check-in, and the old owner of that call sign was Joel and Warren Robbins, and I am James and Greer.
KL4HKX, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Adams City, Simpsonville, and I'll be here while you call the roll.
Let me pause here just a second. James, can you come back with your call sign, please, sir?
Was on the check-ins, N4JRB.
I'm just running a handheld at Simpsonville tonight.
And James, I got you also, so give me just a second to straighten that one out, and then I will be back. And Eddie, thank you. You're sounding good on the handheld from Simpsonville into the repeater. You're making a good trip. So everyone pause just a moment. Let me fix this pre-net check-in. All right, James, I got that taken care of for you. Thank you for letting me know that, sir. In the pre-net check-in, all I can do is read what's there, sir. But I think we got it fixed now, so appreciate that. And sorry for the mix-up. Welcome, Mr. Eddie. That is our resident elder, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. And, Eddie, you're sounding excellent coming in the repeater on a handheld, and I do appreciate you coming by tonight. It's always a pleasure to check you in. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Yankee Delta. That's KQ4PYD. This is David and Greer.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KQ4PYD, and that is the first time you've checked in with me, and you're out of Greer. Thank you for that, sir. Y'all are going to make me an expert at these new check-ins tonight. something I've always struggled with, and in here I've got quite a few of them tonight, but we're getting there, and I do appreciate everyone's patience. But thank you, for David, for stopping by, and I do appreciate the check-in with me, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. Noel on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative now. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
We'd like to welcome this fine group. And first there is N0TR. That's Mr. Tom down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful weekend. Next, we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and enjoyed visiting with you for a few minutes there Friday. That was good. I enjoyed it. Thank you for that, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Quebec du Tango, Quebec du Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Uniform du Zulu. Uniform du Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that. I would like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, it sounds like the pollen may have got a hold of you there. You're a little nasally tonight. Too much time outside yesterday. K4XB. It's good to hear you, and hopefully you get past all that here quickly, and that's all it is allergies. But thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HX. With that long pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that group in this pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
That control. November 4 Alpha Kilo and 4 AK Glenn and Sunset, negative and negative.
KB2 GUN Bill over at Mills River, and I'll be negative and negative.
Can you give me your call sign one more time, sir? I'm drawing a blank tonight.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November.
Sir, sorry about that. I was just drawing a blank. I could not remember the prefix on it. We'll pause here and we'll welcome these fine gentlemen in. First there is Mr. Glenn, N4AK, out of Sunset. And Glenn, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate that, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, up in Mills River. And Bill, good to hear you tonight. And sorry I messed your call sign up there and just couldn't get it, but I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. They made their home in easily. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. I hope you have had a wonderful weekend and enjoyed the beautiful weather. Even though it was a little cool, it was still nice to be outside.
Rick, thanks for asking, and we had a good time. We enjoyed the weather. It was a little cool, but it wasn't too bad. You and Miss Elise have a great one. What's left of it tonight, and a wonderful day tomorrow. Talk to you later, 7-3. KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
All right, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Again, KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville. No comments, just listening tonight. Thanks.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4AKE, down there in Simpsonville. Wayne, thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate you checking in with me. And as long as we can keep getting them, we'll keep trying. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we'll assume we've got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, KK4JBQ here. Well, first of all, I'm proud to be here. And I say that with all sincerity. I do. And I'm proud that you're out there. And I look forward to Sunday nights. You run a great net. Something to look forward to. And I'd like to start by asking How was your day today? Beautiful day as it was, how did you spend it?
Great, thank you for the kind words. I do appreciate them, and it does encourage us net controllers to have check-ins, and the more check-ins to have, the better we like it. I do appreciate it. Me and the wife went to our normal lunch afterwards, and we stayed there for a while, and then we come home, and we sat out on the front porch and enjoyed the sunshine and the beautiful day, and just kind of leisurely hung around the house after that.
Like a great Sunday. Start off well with church attendance and enjoy the weather that we're all privileged to share. I hope everybody had an opportunity to see this day. It was one glorious day. One to remember when it's boiling hot or overcast, as tomorrow it will be, I hear. And certainly pouring down rain. I have a time with rain. Won't go into that, but it involves the things that get rained on here. And I mean, I'm thankful for all the living things out there that are benefited by the rain. It keeps me from having to water every day, which I'll take up doing here pretty shortly. We have a good many plantings out there, and they thrive in the warm, humid weather that we're going to get, as long as they have a good supply of water. That's just critical. We've inherited, we've lived here a good, you know, almost 25 years now, and we've inherited plants from people who move away. That's, you know, neighbors will say, well, we don't want to move this. Would you like to take care of it for us? And I'm happy to do that. So we have a number of adoptees, you might say, of plants. One is a sedum, which just doesn't know when to quit. I like that plant, except for the flying insects with stingers that it attracts. It seems like bumblebees, honeybees, wasps. Yeah, that plant attracts all of them because it must smell good. Maybe it's the right color. Bees are attracted to color as much as anything else, I think. Well, anyhow, it's another season of looking after things outside. Oh, the property looks so nice if it looks like somebody lives here. Just to repeat something I've heard so many times on this net, most folks remember Ray Allison and his talking about the garden that he puts in every year, and I can't think about gardening without thinking of Ray. He's Silent Key now, and a founder of the club and the repeater that we're talking on, and you know, we just all should remember marvelous people like that. Continuously, ad infinitum, keep them in our memory by talking about them from once in a while. Well, today was a day which started last night.
I'm sure I understand.
Oh dear, what was that? I got interrupted by, I think, my phone. Yes, somehow that answered a question I didn't ask. Oh, the modern conveniences of life. You got to laugh at it, you know. You're talking, Don and I were talking last night, and from time to time the word computer came up. Well, that's the wake word for one of our hockey pucks that are here. That's just the shape of the thing. And it says something similar to that. I'm sorry, I didn't understand, or something like that. It'll go away if you ignore it. But the wake word, if you have one of those things, you know what I'm talking about. KK4JBQ.
I don't have one of the hockey pucks, but I do have one of the fire cubes. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And there are certain words you say that just wake that thing up, and it does answers questions that you weren't asking it. So it gives you information you didn't know you needed yet, is what I tell my wife about it. But, yeah, all you can do is laugh about it. And it's funny how they've got all this stuff trying to think for us, and we laugh at the mistakes it makes in trying to do that.
You just about have to laugh. There's no fixing this thing, but it points out something. This occurs, I don't know about your advice, but it occurs here, even if you're not saying the wake word. It's constantly listening for the wake word, but it hears everything. Sometimes chooses to interject a comment or two when you absolutely know you didn't say the wake word. Just pointing out to me that, well, I'll tell you the truth, the honest truth. When Donna and I are having a conversation, I don't want anyone else in the world to, you know, to be listening in on. I turn the microphone off. There's a button for that. And it's close by here, so I can just reach over and turn off the button. It has lights that colors mean something, and the red light means it's a ring on the thing. And the red light means that the microphone's off. You should remember to turn it back on. I appreciate that little convenience to know that I have done that. Oh, anyway, I was going to say that today started last night. I got into a project here, and I say what I'm going to say as a public service, and you'll understand what I mean. I started cleaning up around my desk upstairs. Now, my desk is not just a desk to accomplish paperwork. Most desks are, I suppose. But this one is a place where I take things apart, put them back together, hopefully have accomplished something in the way of a fix for this device. So I have tools laying around. It looks like a workbench rather than a desk, to be truthful. And so I have noticed for some time, to tell you the truth, that there is a nest of wires. And over years of time, I'm not trying to make an excuse here, but over years of time, various things have collected there, and some of them plugged in. And when everything was occupied, I put in another power strip, you know, the multiple plug power strips. So I noticed and I counted two power strips on one side of the desk and two more power strips on the other side of the desk. And they go to outlets which are also occupied, except, you know, they're duplex outlets. So each of them occupies either another power strip or... So you're getting a hint at what I've... You know, the trouble that I saw. I'm doing all my work here in a room that's meant as a bedroom, okay? And so I know that electrically there's a 15-amp supply. Usually fine for a bedroom, right? But 15 amps is exceeded pretty quickly if you've got computers and soldering irons and, you know, many things plugged in. You don't want to turn more than one of those on at any time, you know. So I started cleaning up, and there's where it flow it over into today. I did early in the morning before anything else. I finished up with some vacuuming of the mat. I got two of those power strips and lots of wires and cables of things that are legacy things. They're still there, but not being used, not in a long time. So I say this just, as I said, a public service. If you've got a place where you work and electricity is something you need, take a look at it. Be sure you're not ever going to ask more than a 15-amp circuit is going to provide. I could have easily exceeded that and caused a real problem. KK4JBQ.
That's something to definitely keep an eye on. I'm like you. I'm using an old bedroom as my office and radio room and whatever else you want to throw in here, tool repair, just whatever I can get in here. So, yeah, it's real easy to overload that. And hence the reason I use, one of the reasons that I keep the radio I'm on now, it's on a battery, and I just run a small trickle charger to charge it when I'm not using it, and then when I am using it, it's running strictly off battery. So that I found that comes in handy and takes some of the demand away from the room, because you can overload that 15 amp very quickly. KO4HKX.
I have to admit that room is not the only room that might be overloaded. The room that I'm in right now, where my station is, of course, is the same room where we have a television. And, goodness, I must have five lamps around me. They're not all at one time. But I do believe that the wall behind me, as I sit here, the wall behind me is on one circuit, and I think the wall in front of me is on the other circuit, which is the master bedroom. I do believe that while I didn't receive a set of plans for the house, I think that's how it works. And so I have two circuits in here, and that might be something that saved us from time to time. I could go around and count the things that, used to have an aquarium in this room. It's not functioning right now, but that had a pump that ran all the time, and occasionally a fluorescent light in the top of it, you know. And all this stuff adds up. 15 amps goes away pretty quick. And for those who are not well acquainted, 15 amps means that it's a 14-gauge wire. And the limit is real. Overloaded and the circuit will trip. We haven't had anything like that. So I feel pretty good about that. But if you don't have breakers that trip when more demand is placed on the circuit, then you could, the wires could get quite hot. There's flammable material in the walls. Yeah, so anyway, that's a nightmare. And I've been through a nightmare like that. Donna's parents were, their house, the fire marshal never actually determined what caused the fire. But it devastated the house. It was a total loss. It really caused a radical change in their lives, my mother and father-in-law. They didn't have a home to live in. Insurance made them whole again, but they never came back to that house. They sold the house after it was restored and went into retirement living, a retirement home. Radical change in their lifestyle. Anyhow, that was my public service tonight. I I do like to talk about something that maybe more than you and I might benefit from. Unfortunately, it doesn't frequently involve anything amateur radio related. But in as much as your shack and everything, but it has a demand whenever you're using it. So everyone just be aware and conscious of the necessary runs of wire and extension cords and power strips and all of that. Anyhow, I should let you talk for a while. I'm so guilty. KK4JBQ.
4HK. Well, Larry, it's easy to get on a run, and especially when you're on the radio like this, you don't realize it because we're used to having a conversation where somebody can talk to you face-to-face. You can kind of interact with them, but here you don't really think about it, and you tend to carry on a little longer than we intend to sometimes. I'm guilty, but it's okay. We all do it, and we've all done it, and we'll do it again. So, but yeah, it's nice to talk about things. That's what we're here for, is to have a conversation with one another. And those that want to listen, and that's how they participate, you know, they get stuff out of it, even though that we don't know about it. So it's always a good reminder, especially this time of year when the ACs will be firing up here before long, if we ever get out of this cold snap. There'll be even a little bit more electrical load on the place. And then it's something that I've always been told is, even if something's plugged in and not on, it is still drawing power, even a minute amount. Therefore, if you're not ever going to use it, unplug it. That way you don't use power that's unnecessary. So that does help with rising power bills, as everyone's experienced lately, I'm sure. So that's just another little tidbit that I've learned over the years.
And that in itself is quite a topic. I think among electricians, it's called a parasitic drain or phantom power. Phantom because, well, if it's off, you don't think it's using any power. But every once in a while, go to a wall wart, one of those little transformers that go from 120 volts to 5. To charge your devices, you know, that's usually the voltage that they require. So even if your device isn't charging, it's not in the cradle or it's not in the, you know, however it makes the connection, put your hand on that thing, on the cover of the wall wart. If it's at all warm, it's still working and it's still consuming a little bit of power. Now, count the number of wall warts in your house. Yeah, there you go. There must be 20 plugged into to around here. And running various things, you know. I think the power company we deal with, I don't want to advertise them or anything, the power company we deal with occasionally writes us a letter giving us a critique of how our household compares to others. And it's always disturbing because it seems that we draw more power than other single-family homes. I don't know how much they know about, you know, the number of people that live here and all that, but they just maybe in a very simple way compare single family homes, and we exceed the average by a little bit. So it's a real money consideration. Also, you'll save yourself money if you unplug some of those things when it, you know, and I did this in my cleanup also. Oh, by the way, I should say that Donna helped me with that because it was kind of tight quarters in there, and these things were on the back side and the front side, all the stuff. It wasn't just one nest of wires, it was two. One on the back side and one on the front side of the desk. So she got on one side, I got on the other. And we were able to do, in short order, considering what we had in front of us, a really fine job. She was such a good help. And that's what it's about, you know. I help her when I can. She helps me when she can. And I like that arrangement. KK4JBQ.
Yes, I like that arrangement too, Larry. It's nice to have somebody around to help out when you just need an extra set of hands or you can't see something that you need to get to. But, Larry, I'm going to pause here right quick and see if we got any more check-ins, and then I'll be right back. So, taking check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm listening.
KX? Sorry, I'm late. We just got done with the net open phone. 14664. Hope you and Lisa are doing well. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all. WYWE, no traffic, no comment. Thanks, Patrick.
Marion, just checking in and out of time. You're in and out of the repeater. If you could give me your call sign a little bit slower, maybe we can get it. Romeo, Tommy, in there. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Romeo, Tango. Romeo, Tango. Keep losing the last one, Romeo, Tango, and you keep cutting out. Golf. I got golf that time. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Romeo, Tango, golf. Tommy in Marion. Okay, that explains a lot. You're way up there in the mountains, and you're doing a pretty good job for that, and I appreciate it. But I'll get you checked in here, and again, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Tango Golf. It's Tommy up in Marion. And Tommy, thank you for being persistent when hanging in there with me.
Good night.
4HKX, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert and Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Your suffix one more time, please, sir.
Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra.
Robert, I got you. All right, let me get this straightened out, and then I'll be back to check everyone in here in just a second. All right. Mr. Ed, N4EDW, out of Brevard. Ed, good to hear you. Hadn't heard you in a while. Good to hear you checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. Good to hear you tonight, Sid, and I hope you and Miss Beverly had a good weekend, and have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Robert, KQ4OAS out of Waynesville, I believe it was. Or not, Tommy out of Waynesville. Robert's out of Piedmont. And then KO4RTG is Tommy out of Marion. So good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. I do appreciate that. Have we got any more check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we assume we got everybody for the moment. And we'll move back over here to Larry. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, KK4JBQ. Well, that was a good break. And I really don't mind if you, as net control, of course, you want to take a break any time and do that. I checked in on SitsNet earlier. That's another one that I'm sure to make as often as I can. And just to make people aware, if you're not already, Sid calls the Hendersonville net. They're on Bear Walla Mountain, and it's got a very wide coverage. I find it easy to get into that net. It's Sunday night, begins at 8, and the frequency is 146.640 with a tone of 91.5. And Sid would be glad to have anybody check in, and it's a very popular net, and Sid does such a marvelous job. I just look forward to it every Sunday night. Thank you again, Sid, for being there for me tonight. Well, Patrick, it's always a pleasure to talk with you and have this opportunity to speak to I don't know how many people all at one time. I hope I've said something that is of some value. And even if it wasn't, I had a good time here. Thank you for being there for us. Everybody have a good night's rest. Be careful tomorrow. Careful of your eyesight tomorrow if you intend to witness in some fashion the total eclipse. I think we're scheduled to get about 75-80% totality here. It should last something around 3 minutes, so promptness is necessary. It'll be on every radio station and television and whatever. So if you haven't made plans yet, it's something to witness. This will be the third one in my lifetime, one in 1979, one in 2017, and now this one tomorrow. It's always an experience of some kind. I recall in 17, Donna and I, neither of us had those special lenses that you should wear to look directly at it, you know. We didn't have that. But we were aware that the sunlight filtering through trees would cast images of the crescent, you know, until it reaches totality, you get a crescent shape. Everywhere that there was a dappling sunlight on the ground, you had an image of the crescent as the moon began to block the sun. It was fascinating. I recall that a chill went through me to see that. And, of course, it got quite dark. Anyhow, everyone get a good night's rest. KK4-73.
Good to talk to you tonight, and thank you for hanging around with me and helping me make it to the second shift. I do appreciate that, and always a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a good evening and a good week this week, and look forward to talking to you another night on the net. And with that, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4HKX.
Boy, Elsie, I'm just curious to know if you're going to make that up there 2 weekends from now up there at the equestrian place up there. You going to make that?
Andy, if you're asking me if I'm going to make it, I'm going to make every attempt to. As far as I know, I plan on being there.
Nothing unexpected don't come up. I plan on being there for sure. It's compared to where I live, here to where it is, that ain't really that far away, so it's my intent. I was just curious to know back to you, and as far as what Larry was talking about not overloading stuff electrically, yeah, that's a real, real good idea. And there's lots of stuff now that does that. There's TVs that has lights on them that stays lit up all the time. to let you know they're plugged up and such stuff as that. So there's lots of things where power is being drained out, for sure. I don't know why they don't like with these new amateur rays use a capacitor in there to take and kind of like what they use to hold the memories in these newer transceivers. They use a capacitor in there to power that to keep the memory in place. That way the light wouldn't be necessary. But I guess people just wouldn't see it. Back to you, though. KI4LZI.
Well, India probably just boils down to cost and availability of which circuit boards they can get to do it more than anything. So that's what I would say is the main cost or main reason for it.
I just doubt about that, that some TVs have a light on them that lights up whether they're on or not. Some of them, there'll be one color when they're on and when they're off, it'll be another color, but it'll still be drawing power. You take out 8900R and that 1802M Yaesu transceivers I got, it ain't like this old 2400H that I'm using at the moment with a dead memory battery, but those newer ones use a capacitor to get the current from the capacitors in there to hold the memory in them with the newer ones. And it probably does come to cost for sure, but that is a big, as Larry was saying, a big drain on energy. KI4LZI.
And like I was saying, even if something is off, it's still drawing electricity. So if it's something you've just never thought about or haven't used in a while, you might want to go buy and unplug it. Save yourself a little bit of money on the power bill.
As he was alluding to, and it's true, just like his father-in-law happened, that if you overload some of this stuff and get something too hot, next thing you know, you're going to have a fire and you're going to lose everything. And that's certainly not what anybody wants to do, but it is easy to do if you ain't real careful.
It is, Andy, and it's easier done than what we realize to overload one of these electrical circuits. But have you got anything else for us tonight?
No, you pretty much answered. I just wonder if you was going to be there. Go ahead and turn in your name report. I was just wondering about it. I hope to be there if nothing doesn't come up. When the time comes, I hope to be there. KI4LZI.
I look forward to meeting you face-to-face and shaking your hand. But I do appreciate you coming by tonight and checking in with us. And with that, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
KX. You know, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin. W4CWF out of Mill Springs. Colin, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. And hopefully get to see you face-to-face again sometime soon. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ out of Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you. And thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time and see if we got anybody else out there. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll assume we got everybody, and I invite everyone to come by tomorrow night and help Duncan get the net rolling, and he's glad to have you check in with him. He is one of our Monday night net controllers, and he'll be glad to have you check in with him, and I know he'll appreciate that. but I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. This is KO4HGX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night. KO4HGX, clear.